President Bill Urich has resigned. He's moved to Lugol. So we probably won't see much of him anymore. You can't hear me? I'm sorry. I guess, don't know if you know or not, but Bill Urich resigned. He's moved to Lugol. So he won't be with us anymore. He might drop in occasionally, but most likely he won't be here. So I guess I'll fill in until somebody else shows up that's willing to take the job. All right, we'll start off with the treasury report from Dwayne and see what kind of money we have left.
I guess, first of all, take a minute to look over your minutes and see what you think about the treasury report. Hanging will be done after the meeting if necessary. What do you think, Peggy? Is it okay? Okay. I see you scrutinizing those figures pretty closely. I'm starting to sweat over here. All right. Well, as for the February meeting minutes, we'll start out with checking 21st of January. Our balance was, let's get up to date. February. This is February meeting minutes. Being read now, at least that's how it used to be. Somehow we skipped a month there. But 18th of February, balance on the deposit was $1,257.94. 2nd of March, we deposited the paid dues, $20. And that leaves on the 17th of March, our balance on deposit is $1,277.94. As far as petty cash goes, 18th of February, we had cash on hand, $1.67. That maintenance kitty on the 18th of February produced $33, bringing the 17th of March cash on hand up to $34.67. Thank you.
Okay, Dennis, you have anything?
I make a motion for this report.
Okay, motion is approved. Do you have anything, Dennis?
No, I don't have anything then.
Okay, I guess we'll start with old business. We're talking about the fly-in that basically Doug's going handle, and we had discussed barbecue, but as I hear now, they are going to be giving away free hamburgers and hot dogs. So I'm wondering if we need to try to sell barbecue with them giving away free hamburgers. What's your thoughts on this?
You're talking about the 28th?
Yeah.
Plan?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you're not
going to
sell anything
if
you're
going to
give it away free.
Yeah, we were asked to participate, but I don't know how we're going to participate if we're not selling anything and we're not running the show out there, other than maybe a couple of volunteers to park airplanes. I don't know how some of them feels about it, but I think last year during the fly-in, what we did have out there working, they kind of looked at them as employees. not volunteers. And I got a feeling it might turn out that way again this year. So I don't know what to do about that.
We need to convince him not to give away free food. That's what we need to do.
I tried. I was at the first meeting they held, which was 3 Fridays ago. Last 2 Fridays, I just couldn't make it. That's my biggest day in the shop, and I don't get a paycheck if I'm not there. They said that they wanted a non-profit, and they were worried about somebody selling food because that would bring in DHEC health conditions, and they didn't want to be inspected and shut down. They just wanted it to be a happy lion with free food. I told them that we wanted to have a spring fly-in, and we were considering going in with them on this so we could have our spring fly-in and bring the EAA into it fully. And he said that basically the only thing he would agree is he'd put a tip jar out there, and Coca-Cola is donating all the drinks from what I understand. I think they have a tip jar. I don't know if anyone put anything in it last year for the drinks, but I don't think that would handle what we need to put out to do our hog and make a barbecue. I was considering possibility, since we have a bit of money in the treasury, if we wanted to vote or even consider voting, of maybe having barbecue sandwiches, so many, to kind of contribute in the name of the EAA and try to rub elbows with some people. Maybe a young fellow might be hungry out there and consider the thought of building an airplane. You just never know. I kind of wondered if maybe giving away 100 free barbecues and getting one builder might be worth it sometimes, but it's all up to y'all how you want to handle this adventure. I wanted to go, the 2 weeks ago they had a meeting here at 2 o'clock on Friday about how to handle the overflow, because with all the extra people they're inviting, I told them they're going to have one busy tarmac. And they agreed that they would put them off the side of the taxiway, and they try to put the planes together a little bit tighter instead of 20 feet between wingtips. But like I say, I was not able. I was so busy that Friday, I woke up, and I didn't even know it was Friday until the sun went down. So that kind of got a... I was hoping Doug would be here, because Doug's been handling his side of it, and he'd be an ear for us in the meetings. But he's not here, so I had nothing to add to that.
Who's the person in charge? Who's the one making those decisions?
Yes, it was Doug.
At the meetings, I mean.
Oh.
Just 1 minute.
It wasn't Mike Marlowe, was it?
It's all contact information on that.
I mean, who was the one making the decisions, though?
What?
What
for
was
us?
Who was the one making the decision that food was... Food was
going
to be given away over there, not
Mike Marlowe. He's top gun there. Yeah,
he was making decisions.
Well, everybody was kind of in agreement of it, but yeah, it's his show pretty much. He's the one that's organizing it. We have to convince him, and they're not going to, because they do not want any vendors in here. We are non-profit.
We're not a vendor.
And we would be allowed to do it the way we want to do it, but if you got somebody giving away free hot dogs and hamburgers, I don't care how bad they are, it's going to be hard to sell a barbecue sandwich. Mm-hmm. And I don't think you could ever sell a barbecue meal at the atmosphere you're out there. I think sandwiches would be the best thing if we decide to do anything. Mm-hmm. It'd be a little less to prepare.
Well, we might want to reconsider and just not support their client. And just do our own at a different time.
Yeah, I thought that about the time I said the first thing about barbecue.
I thought that at the last meeting.
Retract my words.
When we named the spring fly-in to Conway fly-in,
participate that are interested observers other than that?
I agree.
Well, they request two volunteers to help marshal in the planes. And so, Larry, I can count on you.
I had a question in regards to this, and that is, if they're saying that they want to give away burgers because they want to charge, how can you give away, how can you charge?
Yeah. That's right.
It just wouldn't fly.
Nobody will laugh.
It don't work one way, it'll work another.
The only thing I know is you could put a tip jar out there and request.
But if you put a charter $2 for a barbecue, then
well,
on this licensing and DHEC.
Well,
no, they still got the DHEC thing if they're cooking or not. So I disagree with them on that. They're wrong about
that. That's what I'm thinking.
But if you're cooking, you've got a DHEC problem, okay? So it's not about... whether it's free or that's right. Whether it's free or not, you're still cooking. So if DHEC,
you're still supplying food to the public,
right?
So DHEC is still just as big a part of it if they want to be.
So the question is free or not, and they got it in their head we're charging, and we're not charging. We've never charged. Everything we always did was a donation.
Donation.
Okay. So.
With the big guy, your old son.
Yeah.
Well, the thing is, if somebody wanted that food, they could have that food without paying.
Yeah. Right.
Because it's a donation. But, anyhow.
Well, any thoughts on just, so since we do have $1,200, any thoughts on giving away some?
What about offering it stuff? Instead of making barbecue, what about some other stuff, whether it's candies or whether it's some other type of drink or
EA
hats or something else.
Oh, there's
those will go away,
I'm just thinking about it.
That's good. That's a good point. What about just like water or something that they're not giving away?
They're going to have water and they're going to have snow cones. I didn't mention that.
Oh, okay. Well,
they're going to give all the way too, so.
Yeah.
I don't see any way we can make any money, even if it's a tip jar, would still be in the hole.
You'd be in a hole tremendously, and for what? What's it
gain if you? Somebody's got to do it. I mean, you got to have volunteers to stand there and give away free food.
I wouldn't give away free food. That's my opinion.
Yeah.
I'd give away free EAA flyers or something like that the EAA provides us. You know, get some promo stuff like we did last year.
I don't think we have time. How many weeks we got between now and the 28th? I might be able to get it.
Call we
could probably do that.
I remember.
I've got some of them left over from last year's fly-in, I think.
You know, show up with a booth with some propaganda and...
Mm-hmm. I know I got the banner.
That's the best you're going to get. I don't think spending any money would be useful in any way, shape, form.
No,
I don't think there's
no
way we can make money on it either.
No.
Probably if we did give away free food, 99% of the people that ate our free food wouldn't know who gave it to them.
Yep, that's right. It's serving our purpose.
Yeah, serving our purpose, but having a little booth with some propaganda, heck, I'll bring my airplane up and can sit in front of that people like all of that.
That's right, and give them some pens or pencils or something that we get free from the EAA. Membership forms,
they're going to start buying some Young Eagle propaganda, you know, that kind
yep.
of stuff. You can get that real easy from Oshkosh, and
see if we did it that way, and then possibly, if everybody agrees, concentrate on a fall fly-in for us. Then we got more time to make plans for what we want to do. You know?
That sense. You can't compete against free.
No.
No.
And we need to, our fall fly-in needs to not correspond with theirs, because if they're going to do this now, they're going to do it then, and we can't compete with free, so. Mm-hmm. And it's a terrible mistake on their part, because EAA's got a lot of people. A lot of pilots, a lot of people flies in to our fly-ins.
Yeah.
So.
Our tax dollars are working.
All right.
I'm glad I live in Georgetown County. I don't live in Louisiana. that we can't get those guys to spot their head down in Georgetown, so we don't even have a practice club anymore down there.
All right, well, all in favor of not preparing any food in any way, signify by raising your hand.
Anybody in favor of not preparing any food for that spring lion? Not.
Is
it
a
Congress lion that we're talking about?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Looks like it's
unanimous. It's unanimous, 100%.
Okay. We really don't have time to wait for another meeting to vote on it anyway, so... And may you have it. We will not have any barbecue. We still would like for someone to volunteer.
If you, I'm here, if I'm needed, if I'm asked, I might participate.
Okay.
Maybe.
All right, we got one definite maybe. And Larry's
that part of the future, I'll be a good baby.
Okay. So,
I'll maybe have my airplane up there. I will be here if the weather's
good. Okay. My schedule changes so much at work, I never know when I'm going to be able to come to a fly-in or a meeting. So you may have a few meetings with no president.
I'll get back to the president part. What's the normal procedure? We need to, obviously...
I don't know what the actual... I don't know what the minutes actually... say about it. Don't really care. We do what we want to.
Wherever I got the email, I did go online and look up the bylaws and see what it said for whether a president resigned or retired or was incapacitated one there. But pretty much what we got going is what it says.
Yeah, vice president.
Vice president takes over and it's up to the organization whether they want to stay like that until the next regularly scheduled election, or if
we
want to
expect
an election to.
When is the next election?
I think
October.
We just found our next president.
Yeah.
October. Yeah. Joe, let me get away from him. I don't want to be confrontation here.
I got this position by stepping out of a meeting and talking to a member while the meeting was going on.
So don't step outside this room. You will be elected.
You can get elected not being here. So, do you want to have another election before the scheduled one?
It is the scheduled one.
What would you say it was?
It's either September or October.
October.
October? October. And you're right. The one that you got online would have been not ours, but it is right, though. Okay, this chapter adopted basically the one that's online. With some changes. Here's the one. And which stands to reason. But it says, our bylaws say that the election will be at the next annual meeting. But we hold monthly meetings instead of annual. So. Anyhow.
The month is... Does it say in what month it is?
Yeah, it does. It says November.
Does it say November?
Does it?
Yeah, it says November in there. But I could have swore we were going in October, too.
Maybe we just
did
it in October so it would be official by November.
That's after we're in October.
Okay, so we'll have the election in...
But we can have the election anytime when there's a vacancy. We can elect today if we have a vacancy. And we have a vacancy.
Okay.
And I got a couple of people I'd like to submit.
We have any
three actually.
Nominees?
Nominees, absolutely. Huh?
Do we have four?
Yes, absolutely we do. Because the last year's changed, as long as there's about three regular members, we're good. We don't have a problem with that.
And as many people are not here, we ought to be able to nominate them and get them elected before we get back.
Yeah, we need to nominate the ones that are not here today as punishment for not coming.
To have a nomination committee and do
the
election on the next month.
Well, actually, we're so little, Ron, that we're going to have somebody raise their hand.
Yeah.
I think. If we have a committee, what are we going to do? We're going to appoint somebody?
Okay. Well, part of that is to canvass all the members.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, even though, I don't know, maybe it's missing, there's some missing, obviously.
Yeah, we just need one position right now.
Well, ask the group, is there a volunteer here?
Okay, anybody volunteering to run for president?
Everybody got broken arms.
Well, let's put some conversation out there. Jim, you already been president, haven't you? Or would you just vice president?
I'm a vice president.
You're a vice president?
Will I be president? No.
No, I wasn't going to subject you to that. You've already been vice president. That's
I've been vice president in 3 different chapters.
Okay, well, as Bill said at one of the previous meetings, several of us up here have been here for a lot of years, and it's coming time that some of us are going to have to shift around. Okay? It really is. And so I'm hoping that we can have at least 2 members stand up sometime this year. One for my position, and obviously the priority is Bill's position, you know? But, and I don't know if Dwayne is ready to step down or not. He's now back in the land of the working. Life's tough when you have to work and do this stuff too. But anyhow.
Especially when you have to add extra to it.
I would volunteer for BP. Is it alternate?
Well, VP's covered for today.
I know, but you can move a VP to a P.
You probably don't want me as president. I'd probably get impeached.
I was hoping Doug would be here today. But I'm going to tell you out in the open, I was hoping that maybe we could force him into being the president.
Well, we
can
put him in. That's the way
to win, right? Yeah. How long have I been vice president anyway?
A long time. It's been a few years.
2 years, isn't it? Yeah. It's been longer than that. 2 years this October.
I think longer than
that.
Hasn't it?
Oh, yeah. why don't we just send out an email to everybody that we're going to have an election next month.
Okay.
If you put it on the channel, meet you, be on the list. Yeah, right. You're not at the meeting. You can't help yourself.
The chapter's going to need some guidance, and I'd like to see a new member that hasn't. I've been here since the chapter was formed, so I got old ideas. Maybe we could get some new ideas in that would help the chapter.
Outline what the roles and responsibilities are, what we're looking for from the chamber. It's spelled out in the bylaw or whatever. It's not in there like that, though, I don't think. I mean, it's not detailed. Let's see, what are the duties and responsibilities?
The biggest thing Gary said he had was a few phone calls coming in from people inquiring when and where our meetings are.
Mm-hmm.
And he'd get phone calls from Florida saying, I'm going to be in the area such and such time. I was wondering when your meetings are.
And that is going to be, because on the website, Bill's information is still there.
Mm-hmm.
When we have a fly-in, Bill's information goes on there as the contact point. Now you know where the president's the one that does that. Basically, the president is the point of contact for the chapter.
Right.
Oh, yeah. Oh, any correspondence outside of that. For instance, anything that I felt we needed to correspond with the EAA headquarters, I didn't do it. I sent it to Bill. Bill would send it on or change it or however he wanted to do it.
That's probably the only official contact.
Yeah, that to me was the way it should be. Yeah. course, here's what it says. It says, the president shall be the chief executive officer of the chapter and the board of directors. He may call special meetings of the board of directors and subject to advice and control of the board of directors. Shall have general charge of the business of the chapter. He shall execute with the secretary all contracts and instruments which have first been approved by the board of directors, provided that the board of directors may instead vest in any one or more principal officers or subordinate officers the authority to enter into contracts or instruments obligating the chapter of expenditures less than $50. In other words, that's it. That's all this thing says. But the reality is, he's just the point of contact, mostly. And directs us in the direction of that we need to go.
Shows up for meetings on Saturday morning.
Bill was an excellent president, I think. I thought he did a good job. I know behind the scenes, most people don't know, but he sent me emails all the time. We're going back and forth about, do you think we should do this? Think we should do that? You know, I got this idea, I got that idea. We're all the time correspondent. And I know he's probably doing the same with you guys, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So it wasn't just one time a month that Bill was active. He was active all the time. And that's what we need, somebody that's all the time working at it. And it's hard. President is a big job, you know? So, but. All right, I'll put the email out. No problem. Anything else? Any other ideas?
Is this green sheep flying? Are we involved? 1167 involved?
The Breakfast Club flying?
Yeah.
Yes.
How?
We are going to assist. That's a subject.
Volunteers.
Just volunteers.
Volunteers. Just mm-hmm. That's it.
Mm-hmm. Now, has anybody talked to Bud and Shirley?
They're back from Florida. Haven't talked to them. I'm sure I'll see them this weekend.
Because we need to know what help they need, and this, that, and the other. Okay. I guess we're going to have to do the correspondence on that by email at this point, you know, to find out who can be out there and help them or whatever.
Right.
Because it's getting pretty late, you know.
Yeah. Well, they're in May.
That one's in May.
Oh, we got...
Oh, that's right.
May 20th is down at Green Street.
Yeah. And yours is April 15th, right?
Yeah. Well, the reason I'm here today, who would possibly volunteer to help out there?
Yeah, I'll be there. If I can.
Put your name and cell phone number
on here. Park plane, that's all I do. You don't want to eat my cooking.
Well, can you put out an email address to the group?
Absolutely.
Asking for volunteers to get in contact with me. Put my email and my telephone number on.
Mm-hmm.
If I need to get a handle on who's around, I'll trip or park a plane. I don't care if I'm standing there watching for planes. They can charge the toilets. Who cares?
Over to the volunteer. Sit in line, collect the money, making
sure the coffee's done.
Whatever. What time are you
going to
want people out there,
Ron? Well, it's volunteer. You probably need to be there by 8 o'clock.
Maybe we'll come early.
Yeah, it's an early thing. We were usually out there, what, 8:30?
7:30.
7:30?
Yeah.
People start
rolling
with them after
8.
Yeah.
I think
by 8 o'clock.
There were
usually
some of us out there by 6:30.
Well, I thought some of them get there at 10 o'clock. Everybody. Oh yeah.
Yeah.
4:30 midnight.
They will.
So you know, he's starting his talk by 4:10 o'clock. Something like that. He's prepared all the thoughts after that. And you guys
want to
set a booth up out there?
Probably not.
Or a table?
Probably not, to be honest with you.
said there was some leftover flyers from last year.
I think so. I know I saw the banner. I got some stuff from Bill, and I looked through it last night, and I think there's a banner and maybe some flyers in there.
Well, see, the thing about the reason I say that, the thing about the Breakfast Club guys is they're in, they eat, and gone.
Right.
It would be an official EA 1167 event for the children. Well, I don't know how far the chapter need to get involved in.
Yeah, just as support only.
Yeah, I think we participate, help you.
Yeah, not.
I'll be there.
Yeah, we don't need a table or anything like that. I don't think. Well, maybe.
Pack of audience. They're all flyers. That's what you're looking for.
Yeah.
The weather thing takes perfect.
But like you said, put some flyers out there. That'd be fine. We could do that. Yeah.
And really, somebody to man.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, sit there and talk, whatever. But mm-hmm. I should be manned. In mm-hmm. case somebody walks out, say, "Yeah, hey, I haven't thought about that. I'm going to just move into the area. Get an airplane, let me see Mary, you know, whatever." We can do that.
I wouldn't mind doing that. I can't say that I'll be there because of my work. I change the schedules all the time.
Well, I'd say at least get the material together.
You have the banner going?
Yes. I know I have the banner.
Banner and some material?
Oh. Would you have a table set up at?
We'll find one.
Okay.
What positions do you need? What do you need to fill? I mean, what work? You know what I mean?
Well, for volunteers.
Yeah.
What I'm mentioning that is somebody to sit in line, maybe collect money.
Mm-hmm.
Servers, of any type. I was hoping Doug was here. I was going to ask about the Civil Air Patrol as far as like taking care of the.
People
in the pattern or landing or parking,
anything like that. Parking may be an issue too. Okay. I plan
on having some signs at least.
Okay. I'm gonna put all this in this thing. But I'm also gonna recommend that you call Doug, and you know his contact information is on our website. It's on our website. In the private site where you gotta log in. If you forget how to do that, get with me after. I'll show you how to do it.
But, of course, I am greened up and everything as far as position.
When you want to have your first meeting on it, when it'd be good to get some people together and see what we're going to do, where we're going to do it, and how it's going to come up.
I would say that it could do it two ways. It could do it through a conference call or just emails. You don't have to sit face to face or something like that.
Right. So you've already figured out how you're laying everything out?
Not exactly. I'm more concerned about going to Florida in a week.
That's what I was afraid of.
I got 2 weeks when I come back, but
yeah.
I don't have the details, so I'm hoping to have a week out, everything in order.
That's all it takes.
Now, I have people out there who are going to obviously do their thing. I've got people living out there.
Okay. Well, I'm sure we'll get some help.
The first one's always the rough one.
Mm-hmm.
I was fortunate enough to get that tape. It was a great tape.
Yeah.
No one's going to sign it. That's always the bad tape. Well, I mean, up here at Avoy,
weather. I'll do it. I'll sit on the table.
Good.
And, I'm going to fly over there. So if you can hear him stuff.
Does anybody want to
play anyway?
All right.
Can you fly over there too?
I sure would.
We're both going to your airplane.
Yeah.
Well, we could do that. Well, that means throw the stuff in the bags of farming.
You do that way?
What's that now, the way y'all was running them out?
Well, an experimental over to the Hardy Airport for the Breakfast Club.
If I'm not working, I plan on flying over there.
Been there before?
I've been there before. And it's like 20 miles away. It's no problem at all to get there if it's that far. I don't know if it's 20 miles.
Well, that's what we were just talking about. If mine's ready to go and tested and proven, maybe we'll both bring it. If not, you'll fly the Minimax.
All right. I guess we got that covered. Any other old business?
You want me to pursue that MYR control fire? I think I can get it done.
I think there's a lot of people would like to do that. I think so, too.
Well, personally, I didn't do it. Because it's been a long time since I've seen control fire.
Seen one on TV, in the movies.
Okay.
I'd like to go.
That's been what, a year, year and a half, we went to Wilmington. There's nothing going on. It was a nice day. And got up there, and obviously you can see pretty much the whole
of it. I'd tell you another place you'd like to see, and that's RAPCOM. Well, if it's still there. Back when I was in the Air Force, it was right down from the old FDO building. It was base ops at that time. It's approach control, departure control is what it is. And when you walk in, it's total darkness. You're blind. You can't see anything. And you just stand there for a minute. And then your eyes will stabilize and you can start seeing. You see scopes, but then you start seeing where to walk. And it's just like on TV where they have the little cards right beside of it, the display and all that. And the guy's plugged in and standing up and walking around and stuff and talking. You know. It's a cool place.
Once we get up there at the movie, on the floor below us, and we went up into the main tower.
Yeah. Well, if the tower hasn't changed here, it's got a bunch of floors. And each floor is dedicated for a purpose. Like, I think the fourth floor, is where we had all the radios, transmitters, receivers. And then, of course, all that leads up to control heads that's up in the tower. And the tower's got all these little square boxes, you know, that they plug into and change your frequencies and things. But there's no rational radios up there, you know. But
yeah, what's amazing is that they're still with the old stick system, if you want to call it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, put the airplanes on a stick and drop it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Ron. We had talked last meeting about having a date that we would go to different projects or events or whatever, and I kind of think that the first Saturday of the month would be a good time to do that, so that you're not really tying up two Saturdays in a row.
Yeah.
And if that would be, you could schedule it on the first Saturday of the month, whenever, whatever month you could do it.
You wouldn't necessarily have to make a meeting to just give them that.
That's what I'm saying. It's not a meeting.
Yeah.
We won't change the meeting as long as I'm president, which won't be long, I hope. Meetings will not be changed. Changing the dates of meetings mess people up.
Here's one hiccup today. It's St. Patrick's Day. There's all kinds of stuff going on today.
And that's why I don't want to be here. I always go to the car show at Myrtle Beach.
Yeah, car show, the one that got great.
It's huge, and I always go to it. And
so would it be reasonable to change a date? Still got a schedule. Like the week before, a week after, not have it just so happens to fell on St. Patrick's Day.
Well, look, this is probably not going to happen every month. So it's just something that's going to get scheduled every couple of months or every 3 months. But I think the separation instead of having it, like we meet on the 3rd, have it the 2nd or the 4th, you'd tie 2 weekends in a row.
But I'm just saying the conflict is today, unfortunately.
Yeah.
And that's probably why we're going to turn out today, too.
Yeah.
There's lots going on today.
When we were meeting Sunday in Georgetown, we had days that the same thing happened. There was something else going on. I don't think it matters what day you pick. One day in the year of 12 months, something's going to conflict with your meeting. But if you just keep it slow and steady like we always have, Saturday at 10 o'clock, and people will remember that, and if they have the day without anything else planned, they're going to be here. And you start switching things around, and you'll help one person, and two of the old members won't be able to make it. So it never helps.
We could change the dates a few times when we were over at Green Sea. And the following weekend, I'd just be over there and somebody would show up for the meeting. That was last week. I think Jim did that a couple of times. So I don't think we should change the meeting for any reason. If there was enough conflict, maybe even cancel the meeting. Of course, that wouldn't be too good either because people would still show up. But this is a totally different thing. This is just something that, like, last weekend, we didn't publicize it or anything, but Dwayne and I went up to North Carolina and saw everybody we could think of that had a project or anything that they were working on. We made a full day of it. Dave's building a replica P-51, the Titan, and we went up and took a look at it. My instructor is building a wood home build. No plans, all scratch. His own design. We went and took a look at it, and we had a pretty good day. We've also seen George, Crazy George, if any of you know who Crazy George is. That was the guy I was talking to when I got elected vice president. We went up and saw him. He's building a Minimax with a VW engine on it. So we saw him too the last weekend. But if the next time we do it, we'll probably try to schedule it so if someone else would like to come along, they could come with us. But we do it 2 or 3 times a year. We do that. Just get out and go somewhere or another. And talk to people.
What happened in regards to the school plan? What are we doing? You know, we collected all the books, gave us the books.
Yeah,
that was one of Bill's.
Yep, that's right. And that was
Bill's thing.
David Kapansky, how do you say
that? Kapansky. Yeah, they were in on that. Where it went to, I really don't know.
I think we ought to get back on that before the season comes. People need to put her out of school.
Okay, we also need a volunteer to do that.
Well, I volunteered the last night, but if I could talk to I even talked to Joe the Taylor about that stuff. He thought it was a great idea. He's on the school board. See his face on the news once in a while. And of course, he's here at this airport. I called twice to can't remember the name of the person, but anyway, I believe it's a teacher over supposedly gifted kids, if you want to call. And I believe it was at A&M school. Got him probably once.
Okay, we'll let you head up that project. And What's your ideas?
Well, start from the beginning again, and that is get a hold of the Fayo and tell him that, you know, that they need to get this people off this fire program and see if we can go through the channels again.
Okay.
So go out there, I'll go out there and see that, talk to him a little bit.
I've got his email address.
Who's that?
Joe Fayo.
Joe? Yep, Beach Prep or something.
Yes. Yeah, it's beachaircraft@AOL.com.
Well, if you'd remind us at the meetings and update us on what's going on.
That sounds good.
Maybe we can get you another volunteer to help you out on that.
About the 30 students at PIA that we were going to give an honorary membership. And Oshkosh sent an email back, and all of us should have got the email, stating that they would give them a free membership nationally, and they would get full membership participation, such as they get receive a magazine for 6 months. And after the 6 months is up, they can either opt up for a membership nationally. Ours would run for 12 months. Do you have that email with you?
I don't have the email, but I did receive that email.
Yeah.
And there again, I thought that was going to come up with Doug here today, you know.
Right.
Because his guys were part of that too, you know. You know, they could qualify under the same project.
Right. Did all the members get that email, or was it just...
I think it was just us. You didn't get it?
So basically, what they're doing is giving us 6 months of trial membership.
Right.
Yes.
That's great. At least they went along with it.
Yeah. Well, not only did they go, we asked them if it was okay if we did it.
Yeah.
Not only did they say that was okay, but they said that they would give national EAA membership to them for 6 months.
They get 6 months of applied night.
So.
EAA support ABA or something. That would be a move of, you know.
Mm-hmm. So I think they like the idea, apparently.
So it's totally free. We had said something about $5.
No. We had voted on that, and then we said, well, maybe we better talk to EAA. Well, then Bill wrote to EAA, and we got that message back saying it's free.
It's free, okay.
So we don't have to charge anything.
So we just need to contact them and let them know.
Yes.
Okay. I'll take care of that.
They have classes that start about every quarter.
They just had one start. I don't know. It's a 2-year course. I don't know how they're going to do that.
Supplies that we can spread up and put out there.
All the stuff they're doing to start at the
PIA?
Yeah, PIA.
That's a big building. It can handle more than 30 students.
Yeah, a lot more than 30.
They're hoping for more than 30 students.
Yeah.
25,000
square feet. If you could, I can make copies. Just get me something to.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'd do that.
All right, we'll follow up on that. We'll maybe have some new members. For free, I don't see why we won't get 30. All right.
Was that Greg Hill that was with PIA?
Greg.
Does that same name sound familiar?
Greg, what was that name?
Greg Hill. H-I-L-L-E-I.
I'm a bystander.
I was thinking about Sam. Just get names straight. You're Jesse, right?
Yes.
Oh, good. I was still wondering if I had that right.
Yeah, I think they'll get trying to rename me.
Did it? They don't have
brother-in-law or something is Jason, so it's... I think that's before his resignation is that straight.
All right, I believe that was the last item on our old business. Anybody have anything else they'd like to bring up? Well, right here on the new business, they're talking about the PIA, so. Anybody else have any new business? Next weekend there is a Phil Essie. I don't know if any of you know Phil Essie. He's got a small strip up above Roland off of 501. It's kind of a small museum, grass strip. A lot of people hang out there almost every weekend. Model airplane people fly there. He's got some tractors and airplanes.
We've got a Waterloo Boy.
A Waterloo Boy. Waterloo Boy's probably a $100,000 tractor, if you know anything about tractors. Wasn't that one that was built before John Deere was John Deere, by John Deere?
The original John Deere. That's the first one they came out with. They changed the name after they quit making it.
After they quit making it. So it was built by John Deere before John Deere was John Deere?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's on Route 501 between Roland and Warrenburg.
Does that airport have an identifier?
I feel certain it does, but I don't have a clue what it is.
It's between Roland and where?
Warrenburg.
Warrenburg.
On the left or right?
It's on the left.
It would be on the south side.
From here it would be on the left.
Yeah.
I flew in there one time, but never driven to it. Don't have an address. Anyway, it's his birthday, and he has a client on his birthday.
Got a couple of nice trees down at one end of the runway. It makes things interesting.
Yes, it does.
This is when? Next?
Next Saturday.
Next Saturday?
Yes.
How long is this trip?
It's narrow.
He's got a lot of old aircraft, biplanes, regular engines. It's wide enough, but I don't know about the limits.
It's
if you want to fit in there or not, right? Take the truth, I just don't know.
See, I flew in there one time, but I don't know the length. We flew in there in a Lonica Champ, and it don't have to be long for a Lonica Champ.
You weren't looking down at the trees coming out. You were looking
side. He flew between them. Yeah. I remember that real well. It was a little rough that day.
I'm not a daredevil, but I'll tell you something interesting. A friend of mine back in Cincinnati, we got together many years ago, and we both got in a flying about the same time. He has a house up at the airport up there, but he owns a drag strip. So we would go up until a couple years ago. We'd go in and out of the drag strip. It's down in the hole. It's about 3,500 feet long, but that's from tree to tree. And you land down between the concrete walls. It's interesting.
A bit.
I used to go in a rocking game that way.
Yeah, they used to land on the drag strip.
Concrete walls make it interesting for you. About a 2 mile per hour sign down at the end of the strip. Speed up about 50 feet there, and go between them. We had a golden eagle, Cessna Golden Eagle, that had a 41.5 foot wingspan. It almost, the tip tanks were almost on top of the wall on both sides when the landing was put on. They flew a big starship into that place. Rocky Mountain Strip.
Bill Lutt has got a place up there when he's ready to fly. He's going to fly off a drag strip.
Mm-hmm.
That's what he found where he's going to
keep his airplane.
Yeah.
He's not selling it.
Yeah, he had his airplane up for sale, but he decided not to sell it. Yeah. You started that project, didn't you? You didn't have to hang your head down.
No, I
want to see it fly, but I don't want to be in it.
From the ground. From the ground.
I will find out Phil Essie's address. So if anybody's interested, you can contact me. And I'll give you the address so if you can drive up there or fly if you want to. I'm going to try to be there.
What's your phone number, man?
I don't know. I changed.
I'll give it to you.
It's not in there.
It ain't?
No. I changed phones.
I'll give you a son's,
then. I changed phones. So I have
one. Well, thanks for keeping me updated, Mr. President.
I see it. I also have 3 missed calls. I don't know about that. Let's see.
This flying is going to be on Saturday, the 24th.
I don't have a whole lot of details on it. Crazy George told me about it, or I wouldn't have known.
I can also put on a motion for adjournment.
We have a second? We have a second?
Yeah.
Motion adjourned.
Okay.
Meeting adjourned, I mean.